2 Kings 13. In the 23rd year of the reign of Joash, son of Ahaziah, over Judah, Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, became king of Israel, and he reigned in Samaria 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he delivered them continually into the hands of Hazael, king of Aram, and his son Ben-Hadad. Then Jehoahaz sought the favor of the Lord, and the Lord listened to him because he saw the oppression that the king of Aram had inflicted on Israel. So the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, and they escaped the power of the Arameans. Then the people of Israel lived in their own homes as they had before. Nevertheless, they did not turn away from the sins that the house of Jeroboam had caused Israel to commit, but they continued to walk in them. The Asherah pole even remained standing in Samaria. Jehoahaz had no army left except 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. Because the king of Aram had destroyed them and made them like the dust at threshing. As for the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, along with all his accomplishments and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. And his son Jehoash reigned in his place. In the 37th year of the reign of Joash over Judah, Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 16 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not turn away from all the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit, but he walked in them. As for the rest of the acts of Jehoash, along with all his accomplishments and his might, including his war against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoash rested with his fathers, and Jeroboam succeeded him on the throne. Jehoash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. When Elisha had fallen sick with the illness from which he would die, Jehoash, king of Israel, came down to him and wept over him, saying, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elisha told him, take a bow and some arrows. So Jehoash took a bow and some arrows. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So the king put his hand on the bow, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Open the east window, said Elisha. So he opened it, and Elisha said, shoot. So he shot. And Elisha declared, this is the Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram. For you shall strike the Arameans in Aphek until you have put an end to them. Then Elisha said, take the arrows. So he took them. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck the ground 3 times and stopped. But the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck down Aram until you had put an end to it. But now you will strike down Aram only 3 times. And Elisha died and was buried. Now the Moabite raiders used to come into the land every spring. Once, as the Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. And as soon as his body touched the bones of Elisha, the man was revived and stood up on his feet. And Hazael, king of Aram, oppressed Israel throughout the reign of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to Israel and had compassion on them, and he turned toward them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to this day the Lord has been unwilling to destroy them or cast them from his presence. When Hazael, king of Aram, died, his son Ben-Hadad reigned in his place. Then Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, took back from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the cities that Hazael had taken in battle from his father Jehoahaz. Jehoash defeated Ben-Hadad 3 times, and so recovered the cities of Israel.